these big sheets over it. You know, weight it down with these big sheets. And you stay all the winter.
Was that ever stacked around the pole, you remember? That hay?
Stacked around the pole. Well, it was stacked around the pole, and then they would have about four poles on each side, one in the middle, and they would bring this pinnacle thing over and tie it to the, those poles down below to keep the hay from, the wind from, and rain from raining on the hay.
Was something like that called anything in particular? Did it have a name?
I don't know whether we called it a tent or had something else.
You know, the wagon that you used to bring, the wagon that you used to bring the hay in from the field, did that ever have any kind of wooden frame on it?
Oh, yeah, sideboards. Yeah, you call that sideboards.
That would make it so you could bring more in on it?
Yeah, and you had sideboards, biggest part. You hardly ever used sideboards on hauling hay because you had a long truck bed line and you'd stack that. But when you went to pick cotton, well, you'd have to put your sideboards on to hold the cotton.
Well, where did you keep your hogs?
Hogs? Well, we always had a pen in the shed for them. A closed-in pen, you know, and then a shed line for them to stay out under the shed to keep them being in the rain.
Was the shed inside the pen?
Yeah. The shed was usually, a cow pen was on one side and hog pen was on the other and the horses on the other. And see, you wouldn't let your horses, your hogs wouldn't run in where the cows were. You had them separate. And you had long trays made out of wood material, and they call that, got to go slop the hogs. Let's see. Well.
Troughs,
yeah. Long hog troughs. And you'd pour all the accumulations of milk or whatever you had in the hog trough. And sometime when you started to fatten your hogs, you would shell your corn and put it in this here and let it kind of sour. And oh, them hogs would eat that. It's good.
Well, were there any farms back then where people raised the cows just for their milk and butter?
Yeah, a lot of people. Instead of having big herds, they just raised the cows. And if there's a little calf coming, if it was a heifer, they saved it. And if it's a bull, they fattened it out and ate it. Unless they wanted a certain breed, you know.
What did you call a farm like that where you just raised the cows for the milk?
Well, we just called it just a farm because then every farmer had cows, chickens, hogs, turkeys, and we had turkeys and guineas. We had all that on our farm.
Did you ever hear people talk about a dairy farm back then?
But then, and a dairy farm was altogether, a dairy farm was altogether different. In later years, see, they used to milk a dairy farm, they used to milk by hand. Then later on, they got to milking by machinery.
Was there usually an open area around the barn where the cattle could walk around?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the cow pasture, turn them out in the cow pasture.
Did you have anything like a barnyard or a lot, something like that?
Well, you know, you always, when you'd have a barnyard where there's cattle,